forever.
Potter,
welcome back for another steaming,
piping,
scalding serving of hot goss. It's our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a
deep dive
into the DMs.
Let's get soaking wet.
Everybody get in the pool.
Everybody.
Now I see there's a pool over there, and I'm going to get into that pool.
That's not a puddle.
I also want you to get into the pool.
Let's get soaking wet.
Pepper Maché, right?
Yeah, the one.
She used to perform at Sassy, the Sassy Show.
Oh, on Sundays. The pageant.
Sassy Show at there or here?
Here. Pulled some Russian trade out of one of them Sassy proms.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a little pink prom dress.
Oh, das Vidanya.
His name was Jan.
Das Vitapia.
That too.
Before we get into hoopla, this is a huge moment for Race Chasers.
Huge.
We are nominated for a Queer Tay. We hope to make this another year where we win the fucking award of the Queer Tay. So follow them on Instagram. They're at Queer Tay.
Q-U-E-E-R-T-Y.
I just followed them myself. Go ahead and vote for us. We love bringing you quality work.
My God. Yeah, we have good doctors.
Awards. We want to win awards.
You know what I'm going to wear to the awards?
What? Okay, so that's out of the way.
So
we
super
are
duper.
Yet again award nominated. Very exciting. Now, this is also a very stunning time in the kingdom because season 12 of Drag Race has just been announced.
Yes.
Premiering Friday, February 28th at 8 p.m. And yes, we will be covering that new season as soon as it airs.
It's happening. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Which means new promo shoot, new promo looks.
Okay. So, do you know any of the divas this year?
Yeah, I'm friends with Gigi and... Mm-hmm. I've worked with Widow a couple times, and she's a fucking fabulous performer.
So stunning.
I know Jan. I've worked with her a little bit. And I don't know. I've talked to Jackie and maybe Britta. Yeah. What about you? Do you know any of the girls?
I mean, yes, I've run into Gigi a lot. I also, there's so many amazing New York queens who I've had the pleasure of working with. Jan, of course, Britta. Jackie Cox, Sherry Pye.
Are any of them going to be in Heart to Break?
Yeah, I believe Jan is going to be in Heart to Break.
Work.
We have season 12 royalty.
Work.
Yes, I'm so excited. This is a great, you look at these promo pictures and you're like, this is, you know, how many girls is it? 14?
13.
Drag performers whose lives are really going to change, and this is an experience they're never going to forget. And it's just welcome to the family, divas.
Yeah,
it's great.
And they got Flag Day and 4th of July outfits for the rest of their career.
Girl, the red, white, and blue is kind of like. There was a time where I was, a few years ago, where I was wearing, like, American flags and stuff. It was, like, worked into my imagery. But, like, not so much anymore because I'm kind of, like, mortified by...
By being an American. Me too.
Yeah.
It's not, like, something I celebrate right now at all.
So this is, like, a tough challenge for these divas. Like, go for the red, white, and blue. Who are your favorite promo looks?
Jada, Gigi, Nikki... Yeah, Jada,
yeah,
Gigi, Nikki, and Dahlia ain't bad either. And the one in the middle, what's her name? Britta.
Britta.
That shape is right, and the look is right, too. So good.
I mean, Gigi's look is just, it's fucking insane.
Sakura
it's so
looks
good.
Like a Pikachu. So cool.
Yes.
So fucking rad.
Dallas did that look.
Did she?
Yeah.
Work.
It was like on the mannequin when I went over to her house. This these huge pointy ass shoulders.
Friend of the pod, Dallas Coulter.
Yes,
the Lady Hyde.
Yeah, we're gonna probably be seeing a lot of her handiwork this season because she's
Dallas Coulter's Drag Race.
Exactly. She is the girl's got wise tricks to the stars. It's a great group of divas, and I can't fucking wait to watch this season. I mean, I can't. Like, I can't wait.
I'm not touching it.
We're not gonna talk about the
elephant in the room with season 12's cast.
I was gonna talk about the condor in the room.
Oh, honestly, yeah, it's like so apparent. Yeah. It's just really disheartening to like see it happen again.
That there's no trans queens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and here's my only problem. No, I have a lot of problems, but
my only problem.
I shouldn't even be speaking on this, but like after seeing how they clearly don't care about talent because they put someone
wait, here, what? No, what does that mean? Can you qualify be direct that?
Shit, I should back up already. It's clear that World of Wonder in their casting process has prioritized story over talent and experience in multiple cases. Now, most recently with the UK, when they put someone who's never performed and who was a bisexual man on for good story. And okay. I'm glad it was bisexual representation, all that.
Pan.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to miss.
No, it's all good.
Okay. You know what I mean. So at this point, for them to put people that we know are... there's plenty of girls that I know that are trans performers that I'd rather watch a show of them than me any day. They're way more talented. They're way better performers. Anyway, to see those amazing people to be passed over in lieu of some people that might be newer and might not have had a shot, like get these girls on, you know?
Yeah.
Like what the fuck? It's season 12. And then the cop out of, oh, but Sonique's done it and other trans girls. It's like, yeah, but those are girls that were in the franchise. They were safe. They need to take the step and fucking do it. They're on the wrong side of history. They look like bigots. Correct it.
Yeah. And the truth is it's not that fucking hard.
I don't get it.
It's really not that hard.
I bet a lot of people there want it and it's just one person that's like, no. And that person just happens to be where the buck stops, it seems. Because it's stupid at this point. Everybody knows. They have social media. They see what we say. Detox, standing up and standing out. Mm-hmm. Work, friend of the pod.
Yes.
I don't know. I want to stop feeling like there's nothing we can do about it. If we keep talking about it, hopefully it can change.
Because yes.
The more people say it, the more that they'll realize it's unfair and what they're doing is like discrimination, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that the show has always strive to be representative of like the climate of what drag is in America and in the world.
Sure.
And trans performers have always been there. They've always been in the fucking dressing room with us. They've always been on stage with us. This isn't a new thing.
One of my dealers was trans.
Right. It's not like, you know, so I just think to be representative, it should... There's so much discrimination that happens against trans people and in our society, it's really hard. And so I think that it should be a space where they at least, trans queens don't feel fucking actively like denied from this space because it's a queer space and it's for us.
I never thought about that. That's horrible coming from within our own house. You know,
more. And I try to think about like from a production standpoint, it's like, oh, well, people will be confused. They won't understand. But it's like,
times
that's
change.
Not true.
Drag isn't the same 10 years ago as it was now. When Logo first started, they said they didn't want any drag. That's what they said at first.
Yeah.
They said no drag because they passed over a pilot that we did that we thought was going to get picked up. It was Bridget of Madison County, Maria Roman, me and Bijou Deluxe.
Yeah.
And look at the logo. Where's Logo now?
Yeah.
I don't know. Keep going. Sorry. But yeah.
No, totally. And I think the show has a possibility of educating people and showing people what drag really is. That's what it is exciting about Drag Race. It showed my fucking family what I do for a living. And they never would have known or understood fully. It shows fully what drag is. And so it's sort of like, I don't know, it's kind of,
yeah, like
it's leaving out an important part of the picture. And we have the ability to educate people about fucking, you know, about drag.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll keep talking about it. And
and I'm going to keep watching because RuPaul's on SNL and I always watch SNL.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I'm thinking she's going to be in drag for like pre-tapes. I don't think she'll be in drag.
He ain't going to be in drag.
He ain't going to be up
He's
in it.
He's not going to be in drag, I think, not even once.
But I think there will be other people in drag, hopefully like stunting. I would love that. I would love some stunty cunty moments on SNL for
Mother.
You're
right, pre-tapes.
Yeah, pre-tapes.
Like little segments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I will be tuning in February 8th to see that for sure.
Oh my gosh. You know what's happening February 15th?
What?
There's a Beers and Bears party in New York.
Oh.
And Dipertintra is headlining. Oh.
It's just my concert.
Oh, and there's promo art. Oh, it's Dipper's concert. I didn't know you did symphonies. Is it at Rock Bar?
Yeah, it's at
Rock Bar. Rock Bar. It's such a fun little party. You should go out.
So that's happening the day after Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Amazing. New York City, Big Dipper. There's get into it.
Dip into it.
What's called a Bears XXX party afterwards.
Do they need a Goldilocks?
And if you come to my concert, you get into that party for free.
Oh, so you're working the door,
that's
huh?
Very exciting.
Oh.
Work.
Well, Pooh always cheered up Eeyore.
Oh, Kerr.
For sure.
Oh, Kerr.
Kobe Bryant died. That's so sad.
It's just really like crazy and shocking when you hear something like that. I mean, it's insane. So sad. And a bunch of people died in this fucking helicopter accident.
No.
Yeah. So it's really sad and really tragic and really horrible.
What do we talk about now?
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Welcome back,
Drizella. It's time for singing practice. Anastasia, Drizella.
Here we go. Let's get political. Political. I want to get political. Let me hear your body. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the birds are squawking. Oh. Pardon our condors. Pardon our dust.
The birds picked the lentils out of the fire for our stepsister.
Pardon our mother dust.
Oh, God. There's something really political that I got involved with this week. My best friend, DJ Pastabody, told me, he showed me something saying free testing will be suspended on the 28th. They sent it
at
out
the to the LGBT center.
Yeah, and they sent it out to all the people that go there and get prepped there and get everything on the 26th of this month. And then so everybody was posting about how we could call in and let people know that this was bad. We need that funding. It's life-saving. And it's already been reversed.
That's great. It shows that, you know, people make things happen.
Yeah.
And using your voice is good. So, I mean, that's really terrifying because the LGBT Center here in Los Angeles does a lot of great work as far as STD testing.
I've done some of my best work there.
Yeah. You've taken a lot of tests. I mean, you should get a degree from them.
They call me Tess. Tessie Tess.
So the Department of Public Health in Los Angeles County, under the leadership of Dr. Barbara Ferrer, they cut the funding for free STD screenings, which is a huge service offered by the LA LGBT Center. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors oversees the DPH, and can reverse this change if they're pressured. And obviously, people pressured them, and they fucking reversed it. That's great news.
When did you move here? About 5 years ago? Because there's been a 98% increase in primary and secondary syphilis, 81% in gonorrhea, and 25% in chlamydia cases in this studio alone.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Very clever. Very clever.
Very clever.
But there's not one person.
That'll scab over in a week. No.
There's not one person I know who doesn't use the services from this place. I mean, it's hugely important just for like public health. So this is great news So the action taken by the LGBT Center.
You can follow the LA LGBT, LA LBG, oh. That,
I read it wrong.
Yeah, but and then I thought I was saying it wrong, and I said it right. you can follow the LA LGBT Center at LA LGBT Center, so you can keep up on this kind of stuff because it's important, you guys.
So they're working on a long-term solution.
There's a quick fix for now, which goes until March, and then a long-term solution should be in the works, and I hope that works out because it's a really important and necessary service that they do. And we'll be raising money yet again at Drag Queen of the Year, which is happening May 3rd. We'll be raising money for the Los Angeles LGBT Center.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah. We raised over $7,000 last year, so we want to top that. Like, we want to blow that out of the water.
Hell yeah,
for sure.
And Ari Getty. You know, it would be so fun.
What?
Let's just go bounce on a Helix mattress.
Oh, fun.
Put our juggy tits on.
We'll be right back.
Is that a toad?
Baby, let her dance in the dark. Hello. Oh my gosh, it's so dark in this cave.
Oh, this cave is so dark. We should go spelunking. Unking. 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 My feet are sticking in the mud. Oh, that's not mud.
Deep into the DMs.
Martin says, regarding DragCon... There was a one-hour wait to... Oh, he was in DragCon UK. There was a one-hour wait to get in, and I was way, way back of the queue and only brought the normal week tickets. I went back out for a smoke when the issues happened and had to wait outside 30 minutes, which sucked, but staff did their best to get us all back in and no one got turned away. Some people just got angry and left. Mm. There were loads of people there, but I got to see everyone I wanted to and there was plenty of room. All the drink lines were like 5 minutes.
Oh, so it sounds like everything worked out.
People exaggerated because they like drama. The second day I showed up 2 hours late and walked straight in for another amazing day. XOXO, love your favorite fairy.
Great.
Well, I'm glad his experience was wonderful.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so much for that message letting us know about DragCon UK. I'll be at DragCon Los Angeles.
Me too.
Okay.
I'll see you there.
See you there in May.
Maybe we can shuttle.
Okay.
Oh my God. Have you seen our new drag queen merch stuff, by the way?
What?
We have stickers now. There's Race Chaser stickers.
Tell me. Are they scented like a sticker?
I'm not sure.
That's exciting. Yeah, we have cedar. Stickers.
Yeah.
Always go to Drag Queen merch for all your drag queen needs. But Race Chaser has a line of like shirts. Now we have stickers.
Hats. Home goods.
8x10s.
Imports.
Exports. Importing, exporting.
All that.
No. Does he focus on the importing or on the exporting? Well, he focuses on the exporting, but he wants to get into the importing. Our next message comes from Natty. Hi, Willem, Alaska, and when I dip, you dip, we dipper. I've been an art director in the magazine world for 20 years now, and I don't think any episode in Drag Race history peppers my peaches more than the Dragazine episode. Arg. To ease my anger, I gave myself a 15-minute time limit to adhere to the show's design time limit and quickly redesigned Willem's cover. This is incredibly rough, but I hope you get a kick out of seeing what could have been. And I'm sure I spent the actual hours of time one would spend designing a real magazine cover in reality. You'd be amazed at what really could have been. It's ridiculous how the challenge was judged by someone else's design work and not on your concepts and ideas. It made no sense. Thanks as always for the laughs every week, Natty. Oh my God.
Thank you.
So they redesigned your sugar walls.
And it looks fucking great.
It does look really good.
Oh my God. It looks like the cover of HGTV magazine, which I know because I subscribe to it. Oh. House Hunters.
Dirty pillows and 1, 2, 3.
And the boys are, because I made the pillow. I made that pillow and like I was literally showing something. You can do this at home.
Yeah.
Like, I took the challenge seriously. I thought I did well.
Yeah.
And then they dog walked my ass.
Make your kitchen cook like ruse.
Yeah. Great
Visage
headline.
Visage's facade. That's
Miami
it.
Porch action. If you were in studio, you would see that the lights just dimmed. So it's kind of weird. Also, my first Marco Marco ad.
Oh. Feng shui the fuck out of your boudoir.
That's I also funny. Said that.
It looks great. Thank you so much,
Thanks,
Natty.
For that. I'm so flattered you did that. And I'm going to save that. Ronan says there's a sign for a professional. Oh, wow. There's a professional grooming service. We need to do professional drag service. It's just us in the same
park and bark.
Park and bark.
It's a sign for park and bark, which is a dog
riding
grooming
cars
studio.
With dogs. Oh, wow.
That is so cute.
We park love and bark. We park love park and bark.
I
gonna
love
do a tip and number?
Park and bark.
Do a park and bark.
Honey, I'm just going to do a park
What are you doing
bark.
For your third number? Park and bark or park
Honey,
and bark?
Honey, no, I'm not feeling it. So I'm Mm-mm. just doing a park and bark. Baby.
No, I already took my earrings off. And China with the nail glue already
oh
left.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. Thank
China
you so much for that, Ronan. Oh my gosh, we love a good park and bark. We'll put this up on the Instagram. It's a billboard and it's really funny because we say park and bark all
it's
the time.
It's going to be outside Jiggly Caliente's next show.
T.
I'm kidding. She don't park and bark
she
no
really
more.
She really doesn't.
No.
Our next message is from Kyle. Hi, Alaska Willem and the glorious Big Dipper. Longtime listener, I look forward to my commute to work every Wednesday and Friday as you all brighten my day and start it off right. I never thought I'd email you guys, but after hearing the story on Hot Goss last week, I thought I would. That guy that was discussing the possibility of an adult circumcision and wasn't sure if it's possible. It is. I had an adult circumcision at the age of 19. It's not a pleasant procedure for sure. My first surgery was botched as the surgeon didn't remove enough skin and did a shoddy job on my stitches. Ugh. I had to then go and get that fixed. So when
when do you hear of someone getting circumcised twice? It was the best decision I ever made, though. I would highly recommend looking into a surgeon you trust and going through the procedure if it will help your confidence. See attached dick pictures for reference. You can see the scar tissue around the head, but I think it looks great. Have a great day. Thanks, Kyle. Oh my gosh, Kyle, thank you for sharing your story.
I can't even see a scar.
Yeah. It's
pink.
Like a dick.
Yeah, it's definitely like a dick.
It for sure looks like a dick.
And there's two balls, too.
Yes.
Yep. And he's wearing my favorite color, Heather Gray.
It's so wild because, I mean, I remember when I first, like, learned what circumcised meant, because I didn't know.
Yeah, I really had, like, no idea until I started fucking around with guys. So, like,
yeah,
you know.
And I was like, oh, I wonder if I am circumcised or not.
I'm like, they're lucky they got more.
Right. And then I was like, wait, like, I felt mad about it because I felt like someone had, like,
made a decision for you.
Took something off of me and didn't, no one ever told me about it.
A little off top before you even knew.
So, I mean, it's amazing that, you know, Kyle is out there and he's like, I want to go get a circumcision.
To each your own.
I want the opposite procedure.
They have something where you can, like, put weights on it and hang it and try to stretch it. I've seen it online.
I hardly like lifting weights as it is. I don't need my dick to have to lift weights, too. But you know what? Whatever makes you happy.
Whatever floats your boat is not just a challenge I won. It's also a good life motto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sharing responsibilities.
Share needles.
You want to read the next one?
Yes. Hi, Willem. Wait, no, that's the one you just did.
No, from Lucy. Hey, Willem, Alaska. Mm-hmm. Underneath the dick.
Under the dick.
Oh, all I saw was something about
it's also,
dicks.
It's also related to a question from last week.
Oh, no. I thought I got out of it because I put my thing down. I thought she was reading this one. Fuck. I said some stuff on the podcast last week that was really insensitive about guys with small dicks. And I don't have, like, a giant dick myself. So, like, I'm in that category. And I was just expressing personal disappointment about an experience I had because I didn't ask all the questions I needed to do to make sure I was satisfied. And we re-edited it so I don't sound as horrible anymore. Just normal horrible. Yeah, so I guess there's a question about that. Hi, Willem, Alaska, and Big Dipper Tinta. I'm a straight cis woman, so maybe it's weird that I'm writing in about an issue that was brought up on the pod about a gay man's sex life, but I'm a total hoe. I've seen plenty of dicks in my life, and I'm no stranger to people being size queens. I'm a reformed size queen myself, and let me tell you what changed me. The fact that guys with smaller than average dicks tend to be the best in bed. Guys with great big cocks get lazy because they think that all they have to do in bed is be a guy with a big cock. Guys with smaller equipment tend to be the most creative and motivated to get their partner off. Best sex of my life has been with a man who had a very, very small, slim dick because he focuses so much on me and my pleasure that he has me completely dickmatized. So to the guy with a small dick, don't let that ruin you or your self-esteem. I promise there are plenty of people out there who will be enthusiastic about you and your package, so as long as you rock with confidence. Besides, you know what's bigger than the biggest cock? A fist. And I assume you have at least one of those. All the best and good luck, Lucy.
I like Lucy. Bitch,
you know how to structure a letter. Get them.
I like Lucy. Good. Thank you. I love Lucy. Message. Yeah. I hear that, Lucy. We salute you for sure.
Thank you.
Yes, we thank you so much. We thank you so much.
Okay. I love things.
Our next message is from HB. Hey, Alaska, Willem, and Dipper. Well, that's not very creative, but it's fine. No, I'm just kidding.
Semicolon?
I'm totally kidding. I'm writing in regards to that guy from the last episode with the small penis,
this
quote
is a
unquote.
Hot topic.
There were a lot of people who wrote in.
I told you, for everyone who has a big dick, there's someone who doesn't have a big dick.
You're
so it's
definitely
like
right.
The whole fucking, I mean, a large portion of the earth. Okay. 4 to 5.5 inches is right up my alley. I like to bottom every once in a while, and while I love the fantasy of a giant penis, the fact of the matter is your Arizona tea can is not going inside my asshole, point blank. I guess I could practice to take a bigger dick, but I'm not going to train for a marathon, and I'm not going to train to take on Castro. What does that mean?
Castro a famous porn star with a big dick?
Or is it a missile?
Someone named Castor.
Or the neighborhood.
By the sounds of it, I would enthusiastically sit on that dick. I have at least two friends who I've had similar discussions with who feel pretty much the same way, so we can't all be that rare. Hold your head high and hold me down, my dude. Here's my dick. Sincerely, a moderate bottom.
And he didn't send the dick.
Oh, wow.
The dick pic didn't attach to the message.
Oh, Castro.
The pics you want to see aren't necessarily what you're going to see. Oh.
Castro refers to the
Oh, I know, Cat, with the braids.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my
heavens. I used to watch him a lot. Yeah. Where'd he go?
He got a baseball bat.
He was one of my favorites.
A hateful, notorious club. Well, thank you. I'm glad we had this discussion, and I'm glad that so many of you are willing to share your story and open up the conversation.
And I'm willing to share my Willem. Doesn't
this,
do that anymore.
This one, I'm kidding. I think it's very long, but I remember it being.
Well, let me get some water.
Quite worth it for you to hear.
Okay.
Miss Thunderfuck.
So should I read
from it? From Kara.
I'll be reading from Kara. Dear Alaska Willem and Deaver Dippa, deep friend of the pod, thank you for brightening up my Wednesday and Friday mornings. I was so excited to hear Alaska is going to put on Drag Queen of the Year pageant competition, award contest competition again this year. I went last year and it was honestly one of the best shows I've ever been to. I don't really have a question, but I wanted to pass on a little story from last year's pageant. I ended up sitting next to this older woman who had never seen a drag show before. She hadn't even watched Drag Race. She told me that she had a friend who recently passed away from complications due to AIDS, and when she saw a Facebook ad for the pageant, she thought it would be a good way to honor her friend because he would have loved to go to something like this. Well, she had the best time. She was laughing and cheering throughout the whole show. She was even moved so much by some of the performances, she cried. Aurora Sexton was her favorite. Every time she would come on stage, she would say, "Now that's my star. That's my star." At one point, she asked me if some of the contestants were women. I told her that yes, and that all genders were allowed to compete, and she replied, "Oh, I thought only men could do drag queens. I didn't know everybody could do it. That's amazing." And that was it. It was just that simple. She didn't ask what gender each performer was. She enjoyed the show just the same before and after she asked that question. I like the interaction because it shows how quickly an audience, even a more mainstream audience, can embrace all-inclusive drag. I often hear that people will be too confused by drag. That includes everyone. Or people watch it for the transformation, and when women do it, you lose that aspect of it. I think pageants like Drag Queen of the Year help to prove these statements just aren't true. People just want to be entertained or moved or wowed by someone's artistry, and someone's gender has no impact on their ability to do that. So I just wanted to thank you for providing opportunities for folks often excluded and showing people that the stage is big enough for everyone to share. Inclusive drag is the best drag, and the contributions, leadership, and excellence trans women especially have given to the art of drag are undeniable. Wishing you a successful second Drag Queen of the Year. Love, Kara.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Kara. That's amazing. It's true.
True.
It's true. It's not that hard.
Nope.
That's it. Thank you, Kara. I appreciate that very much. And we'll be doing Drag Queen of the Year May 3rd in Hollywood, California. We are accepting applications currently. And you can email dragqueenoftheyear@gmail.com.
I can't email a stool sample.
Sure you can.
Did you want a hair sample too this year?
I love the idea that that woman was like, this is something he would have gone to. So I just bought a ticket.
That's amazing.
She's sniffing.
That's fierce. And she got to have like an eye-opening experience about what drag really is. Like that, it's not, you know.
She scattered the ashes in a Bora's wig. You didn't know?
Have you heard Stupid Love, Lady Gaga's leaked song?
I did. I'm disappointed for myself for listening to it.
Why?
Like a... Because it was, you know, she wouldn't want us to listen to it, right?
Don't you think she leaked it?
I don't know.
It's her voice and it's her artistry and
it's so good.
We love it.
Yeah.
Once the genie is out of the bottle, you can't put it back in. She would want us to hear it and she would want us to love it and it's fucking amazing.
So good.
And I will buy it when it comes out for real.
Oh, for sure.
I want to see the receipts.
Oh, Kerr, I bought it. I have the receipt on iTunes. It's in my email.
Did you see Shangela's commercial for Lady Gaga?
Gaga, hallelujah.
So you got Shakira and Beyonce and Gaga and Shangela. So you got a little bit of both.
Girl, it's fierce. It's so very good. Exciting. I don't know what that show is all about, but I'm going to be watching.
I hope it's pretty much everything Hurricane Bianca 3 could have been if Gaga was in it and Shangela was in it.
It's like a super something Miami, super soul, super Sunday,
super soaker, super soaker,
super something.
Yeah. Super soak or something.
Yeah, Shangela did an ad for it.
It's super really salad. Cool.
Check it out.
Super salad. Super salad. Jackie Beat, shout out to Jackie Beat.
Here's a list of soups that you can choose from. Okay, do you want to read the next message from Horny? It's really long.
Oh, wait,
you
the
keep
next
getting
line.
The long one.
It's okay.
I'll read it if you,
you
want.
Can split it up. You don't have to read it all in full. This one has twists and turns.
Oh.
It's got good juice for an emotional conversation.
I hope you underscore it with some plaintive music. From Horny. Hey there, Dolls and Dipper. I find myself in a predicament that I'm unsure how to navigate. I met a guy about 3 months ago who originates from a country on a different continent. While he was in my country, we worked together on a project and ended up in a committed relationship very quickly. I don't think I've ever felt quite so passionately head over heels for a guy. He's become one of the best friends, a rock in my life, and I honestly think he may be the most beautiful and sexy man I've ever been with. He makes me so happy and proud, and our personalities, interests are really similar, but also extremely different in a way that brings incredible balance and growth to my life. I'm smitten. Here's the trouble. Very recently, he moved back to his country with plans to eventually make it back here to stay. Could be a year, 2 years, who knows. Before we left, I made sure he really wanted to stay together because I do too. However, since he left, two guys that I have had a long history with have come out of the woodwork trying to fuck. These are guys that I have never had the courage with to engage with before, but have flirted with and fantasized about for 11 years and 5 years respectively. While my boyfriend and I did discuss the potential to open the relationship while he's gone, I know he would not be too thrilled with this development, especially since I've always been more protective and jealous one. So what should I do? If these encounters could mean nothing other than fulfilling long-time fantasies and having casual fun, and if I could ensure my boyfriend would never find out, should I still risk losing the best relationship of my life to a guy that I could finally see myself being with the rest of my life? I'm horribly horny, and the thought of not wanting to be able to have sex with for the next 5 or 6 months until I see him is torture, but I really don't want to lose him to sort out this stupidity. Any advice, insight, or help would be appreciated. Say it, Alaska. Say appreciate. With fondness, horny but committed. P.S. Below is a picture of my intact, uncut, uncircumcised cock wet with copious amounts of pre-cum. Enjoy.
So you see how he notes that intact is now the word people
intact
use instead of uncircumcised.
Mm. Oh, I love it.
It's boring.
Wow, they just started playing music. Mm-hmm. Your dick makes music. Mm-hmm. Horny.
Toot toot beep
beep. Okay, well, here's my advice. Do you want to hear it?
You've been cheated on, for sure. Right?
Yeah, when you fuck my boyfriend at drag race.
I never fucked
you.
Hold on, let me get my friends. No.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay. Here's my advice. I mean, okay. First of all, yeah, it's a thing. When you get into a relationship, you become more attractive and all the other people come out of the woodwork.
Ooh,
all these
want.
Side hoes come out because they see you with somebody. You're happy. You're glowing. You're more evolved. You said yourself it's made you a better person. So, of course, these other hoes are coming out of the woodwork. I do not think you should secretly fuck them. I think that it's reasonable to say if you're going to be gone for an indeterminate amount of time, it's okay to say, okay, we're going to have like an open relationship during this time period because we're on different continents. If you have that conversation, chill, fierce. But do not cheat and make it a secret. If this is the person you want to actually be with for the rest of your life, it sounds like you don't want that secret living between you for the rest of your relationship. So don't do that. If you want to get fucked, but be honest about it.
They can only bottom. Just make some rules and talk to your partner. I would communicate because that's the easiest way to avoid arguments later.
That's the tea. Do you want to describe the dick?
The dick is heavily veined. Partially pulled back.
Mm-hmm.
A solid base, a trimmed fingernail holding that base, a thatch of puberty.
With thatch.
A thatch of puberty. And so I have good. These same socks. I have these same goddamn socks.
How can you tell the socks?
The sock, right by the thumb.
I can handle the socks.
It's a gray sock with black.
Right, yeah, know. Wow.
Yeah. And you know, Hot Goss is us describing socks. Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast. Socks. Ooh.
Thank you so much. You can always send your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. Good questions and nudity get priority.
Sky priority.
More concise next week. There were so many. Everything was a novel this week.
I don't mind length.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind
as long
girth.
As Willem has to read them. I got all the short ones this week, Diva.
We have bonus video content, too.
It's
at patreon.com/Willem. You can sign up to be a patron and support us and watch us do things, sometimes not things. And we're on Instagram, @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, and @RaceChaserPod.
We'll be back next week with more piping, steaming, scalding, boiling.
I'm a pirate. Hot God.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.